WQON Grayling. Q100 Michigan is fueled by Johnson's Propane.
I find that hot.
Fueling up the airwaves at Q100 Michigan, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
The news is brought to you by Iron Pig Smokehouse, the honest-to-God Northern Michigan barbecue joint, open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and just plain fun 7 days a week. Find us on Facebook or visit ironpigsmoke.com.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Debbie Dingell reintroduced a resolution this week to recognize April as Arab American Heritage Month. The resolution states that it intends to celebrate the heritage and culture of Arab Americans in the United States. The resolution also states that at least 48 states and territories have taken steps to recognize April as Arab American Heritage Month. Tlaib says, as a proud and unapologetic Arab American woman serving in Congress and the congresswomen representing one of the largest Arab American communities in our country, I know how important it is that our community feels seen by our federal government. Arab Americans have made invaluable contributions to our nation, she said. Tlaib is one of only two Muslim women in Congress, along with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A caregiver has been arrested after the abuse of a 93-year-old. Jim Lee Hockey has the story.
A Flint Township caregiver has been charged with assaulting a woman with dementia on her 93rd birthday, and the incident was caught on video. 26-year-old Donita Arrington was arrested after nanny camera footage captured the alleged crimes. She was charged with first-degree vulnerable adult abuse, torture, and assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder. For Michigan News Source, I'm Jim Lee Hockey.
Timothy John Kildee, the man accused of killing his father, Timothy Kildee, has been transferred to the Genesee County Jail, according to County Sheriff Chris Swanson. Timothy Kildee was the brother of Congressman Dan Kildee. The 27-year-old Kildee has been charged with 16 counts for his alleged involvement in his father's March 19th murder. According to Swanson, Timothy Kildee shot and killed his father after a dispute where he demanded his father's wallet and keys on March 19th. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
Why do people have such a hard time losing weight after they turn 50? You've heard the term metabolic rate, your body's ability to burn calories when you're doing nothing. How about the word hormones? Declining levels of estrogen and testosterone set the body up for storing fat in just that spot that makes dropping pounds hard. For women, estrogen levels drop, which causes them to hold on to fat around their hips and abdomen. For men, decreased testosterone leads to a loss of muscle, which slows them.
Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program. We host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. This morning, we start the program with Heather Appold from the Kirtland Foundation. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
It's been a while.
It has. February, when we had that crew in here from the Hees family, and it was like a party.
It was a party. You guys ended up having a party after that.
We did. It was a great ribbon cutting. So, yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, so I know that you're probably in here to talk about the application for new scholarships.
New scholarships are open. I have a couple other things to talk about, okay. But I will talk about that really quick. So yeah. Now until July 7th, students can go online and click on the scholarship button, fill out one quick application, and hopefully be qualified for many, many scholarships.
What are we up to, 70-something now, right?
70 scholarships? Well, yes, the fall is right around 70, yeah. And right around 40 to 50,000 we give out.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's very exciting.
It is.
I encourage everyone who is either a student or going to be a student in the fall, jump on there. And we left the application process open through the summer, hoping more people would have time to apply. So yeah. Definitely apply.
I saw the flyers all over the school, so that's
perfect.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent. The other thing two more things real quick to talk about. One is a couple of thank yous. We're getting some momentum up in Otsego County because, you know, we have the campus up in Gaylord, we have a campus here in Grayling, mm-hmm. But our welding program is primarily up at
MTech. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have been asking for some support for welding kits for the high school students and the college students.
Oh.
And we've gotten some really good support from some local businesses and community foundations. So I just want to say
that's very cool.
Yeah, a quick thank you to Awaken Federal Credit Union. And then there are some funds at the Otsego Community Foundation that supported that.
Yeah, they do good work.
They do. Yeah. So next mm-hmm. fall, the college students will write a small application for that. And then the high school students can get their kids covered.
Yeah, I know those that the welding program up there is wildly successful.
Huge.
I mean, they have jobs, you know, $75,000 jobs awaiting for them.
Exactly.
With their certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really thankful for that support and the partnerships that the businesses and community foundations are choosing to do.
Yeah.
With Kirtland. So yeah, great. And then one last thing, we have a wellness committee at Kirtland, which is primarily internally for like staff, you know, mental health, physical health, things like that. For the 12th year, they're putting on a 5K, and this is the first year they're going to open it to the public.
Oh.
So on Tuesday, May 7th at 3:30 on campus, there's going to be a 5K. They're going to utilize that nice new trail that goes along campus there.
Yeah.
So
out the back way and then around the
exactly.
Housing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice setting.
It is a nice setting. So, May 7th, 3:30, you can go to the website, kirtland.edu, click on the foundation button for your $30 donation. Supports the Quinn Emergency Student Emergency Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So all the funds come back to the foundation, help the students. You get a t-shirt if you register by April 22nd. There's going to be food and water afterwards.
Very briefly, an emergency fund, it
yeah.
goes to students that might have fallen on a little bit economic hardship. They might need gas cards. They might need a rental payment
exactly.
or an electrical bill. It's such a wonderful aid.
It is.
You know, you don't think about those things.
You don't. We want to support the student where they're at.
Yeah.
And everyone's unique. Everyone's going through a different situation. We don't want it to come down to I can't finish my classes
right.
because I can't get gas to get there.
Yeah. Or you know, I've got to get my kid to daycare and I
exactly.
can't afford daycare. So yeah, it's a wonderful idea. And I just goes to point out how amazing Kirtland is in all facets.
And thank you. We appreciate that. So, yes, this 5K will support that emergency fund. So you're helping our students in another way, and we really appreciate it.
Very cool. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And now Heather will get to have her new MLA Spa Car Wash certificate. So, yeah, all live visitors to this program get a free car wash from MLA Spa in downtown Grayling.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Are you a high school junior or senior looking to get ahead? Kirtland Community College has the perfect solution for you. Imagine completing several college credits before even graduating from high school. Thanks to Kirtland's dual enrollment options, it's now possible. You can take online classes from the comfort of your home, attend in-person classes on our campuses, or even study college courses right in your high school classroom. Our dedicated Kirtland faculty teach college-level courses at several local high schools. If you're eager to fast-track your education, check out our early middle college agreements with schools like Fairview, Atlanta, and the Core Intermediate School District. Seize the opportunity to get a head start on your future with Kirtland's dual enrollment options. Visit our website at kirtland.edu or give us a call now at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
Tune in to the Roadrunners Request Fest weekend, and I'll satisfy one lucky listener at the Bird Feeder twice each day with a gift card to a great local eatery. Be the correct caller when I throw out the feed, and I'll make you a winner.
This weekend, win a $20 gift certificate from Mishaway in the Woods. Located in Gaylord, for Inspired Dining, it's Mishaway. Dine in or carry out. View their nightly specials at Mishaway.com. Q100 Michigan, simply the best.
This mic, please. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded, but Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Captain Lindsay Poike. Good morning.
Good morning.
You need to be up in front of that microphone. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you're brand new here to Camp Grayling, is that right? Or
I've been here for about 6 months. I'm
okay.
the new company commander for the recruiting in this area.
All right, so talk about that for a second.
So I have the recruiting area in all of Northern Michigan, as well as the Upper Peninsula. I have 22 recruiters that are all up here and trying to engage with the community.
Great. We're going to have one of you, I hope, at the Trout Town Festival. That's our Trout Festival in Kalkaska.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, that's good. We're excited about that. But you have somebody you want to introduce or talk about.
Yeah, so I have an event going on. Staff Sergeant Klein is the lead of it. It's Meet the Guard event here at Camp Grayling, and it's on May 3rd. It is from 9:30 to 1:30.
Uh-huh.
There will be a lot of different units that are going to be out here participating. There's going to be everything from the robotics, from the ordnance team, as well as aviation. We'll have even cooks out here with their mobile kitchen trailer, and just lots of different things for students to get their hands on and see and talk to.
So this is for high school students in the area?
High school students and really anyone in the community.
Oh, okay. So, I know how much the National Guard can benefit students especially. So it doesn't matter if you're a high school student or somebody that's at Kirtland that wants to get some financial aid and serve their country.
Yes, of course. So we do tons of financial aid for college. I mean, the military paid for me to go to college.
Yeah. and they also pay you while you're in the Guard, while you're going to college. So it's like almost like double dipping.
Correct.
when we talk about this during high school sports and everything else, it's just amazing to me that how many different opportunities are provided by the Michigan Army National Guard as a student, and then continuing on through your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that event is taking place when again?
May 3rd.
I also heard something. Isn't there an event coming up where some of the Michigan football players are coming up? And
yep, so this is going to have some different players, a lot of...
So this is at the same event?
Correct.
Okay.
Same event. There's going to be a lot of wrestling presence, but there's a huge amount of University of Michigan players that are coming up from wrestling, volleyball, football, will all be present.
Can I wrestle with a U of M wrestler? I don't know if I want to do that.
You probably wouldn't do too good.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. But it's really cool the involvement with the University of Michigan Athletic Department, and I know how many students at University of Michigan are in the National Guard.
Yep.
So it's a wonderful opportunity. So thank you for coming in and talking about that. And we're running spots for that on the radio station right now.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And those guests that just came in get a car wash certificate from MLA Spa here in downtown Grayling.
Who knew? Fresh air is a destination. A place to breathe in the lapping waves of Torch Lake and explore the tree-lined trails of northern Michigan. A place to connect with nature and each other, one-on-one. In the waves, woods, and wonder of Bel Air. When you're looking to escape the everyday, breathe in the magic of northern Michigan at Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air and online at shantycreek.com.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Sponsored in part by Markey Tire and Auto in Higgins Lake. Certified mechanics, great pricing.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Sponsored in part by Markey Tire and Auto in Higgins Lake. Certified mechanics, great pricing, and integrity second to none. Simply put, they care about you.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio on the telephone with Stephanie Van Slyke from Munson Healthcare. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. You're the senior coordinator for Ethics Services. Talk about that. I took ethics in college. I don't know if this is the same thing.
I'm going to assume it's just a little bit different. My primary focus is on clinical ethics and really making sure that, you know, we as a medical community are ensuring that we're doing things for people and not just to people. So that's a little bit of what I do.
Yeah, that sounds a little blunt. I think it's a little bit more involved than that.
Yeah, it certainly has its days, but it's, you know, I love it. I've been doing it a long time. I've been a nurse at the hospital for, gosh, decades, so it's just in my blood.
So this is kind of surrounding National Healthcare Decisions Day, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So talk about how your department is tying in with that and advanced care planning.
You got it. So National Healthcare Decisions Day is this nationally celebrated day. It's typically the day after taxes, and it's kind of coming from a quote way back from Ben Franklin when he said, you know, in this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes. And so
right.
That's where we're at. And so National Healthcare Decisions Day is a way to help remind people to, hey, sit down and talk with the people around you about what your medical wishes are. Who do you trust most? What would you want if, for some reason, something were to happen and you can't make decisions for yourself? People are living a long time. We can do a lot of great things to people, but there's a you know, circumstances that leave you unable to tell the doctors and nurses and your loved ones what you want. And so advanced care planning is a way to help keep your voice heard.
Yeah, it's about quality of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a coma or you've been in a severe accident and can't communicate, and some of the doctors are saying, well, we need these multiple surgeries, maybe that's something you don't want to go through. So
exactly. And what brings you quality might bring another patient pain and suffering.
Right.
So it looks different for everybody, and we don't know that. You know, we don't know what that looks like for you, and you're not in a position to tell us. So help us all out here.
Now, do you guys provide the medical forms? I know that when I filled out a medical directive, my wife and I, they were available online on a, you know, like a legal website, and filled those out. So does Munson help prepare those, or walk us through that for a second?
Yeah,
Stephanie.
Great question, Jerry. So there's tons of different documents out there. Most of your estate planning attorneys will have durable powers of attorney for healthcare, which is a great document.
Yeah.
So they're a great tool to lean on. Any Google search will pull up, you know, an advanced directive or durable power of attorney for healthcare. Any major healthcare system in Michigan will have them. So you're right. Go to the Munson website. We have them right there. Your primary care office should have them also. If not, you can even just stop into the lobby, the main lobby here at the medical center, and we've got them right there for people to grab.
Yeah, and the form is pretty self-explanatory on top of that.
I mean, I'd like to say it is, but I do find that a lot of people, and I imagine a lot of the listeners, have books at home that are sitting around that they've never filled out. And so helping to kind of understand why. They don't know where to start. Are the books too overwhelming? We'd like to try to make them as easy as we can, but we still don't have many people fill them out.
Well, that, you know, I hate to say this, but that's a tragedy, because it's going to end up being a tragedy in a lot of instances.
And that's where my job comes into play. You know, I've witnessed a lot of situations where folks don't have a document that tells us, hey, who do you trust most? And we've got four or five family members coming around saying, no, I get to decide. And here we are kind of going, who? We don't know who you trust most. So help us out. You know, get these documents at a bare minimum. Just tell us who you trust most. You don't have to fill out all the other
right.
stuff if you don't want to.
Or have the discussion, you know, yeah, I mean, and it's one thing, I hate to say it, but you read about it all the time. There's movies, there's documentaries, you know, people manipulating these situations for their own benefit instead of the benefit of, you know, the father or the mother.
Well, and I'd say even more common is the emotional turmoil that families go through. And
right.
that, to me, is the hardest part. It is so hard, because then it leaves family members wondering, gosh, did I do the right thing? Did I try hard enough? Is this what they would want? So take the guessing game out of it.
Yeah.
Sit down. Who do you trust? What's most important to you? Tell your family so that they can then be prepared if they ever get that call.
Yeah. And it happens way more than you think.
Oh, way more. And I tell you, it's a tragedy, like you said. It's
yeah.
really, really sad.
Just adding more emotional turmoil, like you said, to an already horrible situation.
Yeah. Yep. And like I said, the last thing we want to do as a medical community come at you and say, oh, we should or shouldn't be doing this. Our role is to really give you the information and hope that you know what to do help you decide.
Let me ask you one last question. In this circumstance, Stephanie, would Munson or whatever hospital we're talking about just do nothing if they can't come to a decision and you have a procedure that needs to be taken care of and the patient can't communicate it and the family can't come to a decision, what happens then?
Oh, great question. So, you know, if it's a situation where there's an emergency, you know, where we don't have the time, that's very different. But we're talking about, hey, you know, we could or couldn't do this procedure. If there's no document, or even we have multiple family members coming forward and they can't agree, one way is to request an ethics consult. So I can come in and really try to dig deeper and figure out kind of where we're at. But I'll tell you, the worst case scenario is we have to go to the court. And the court has to then decide. They either appoint a guardian who will then make that decision for the patient, but that's a super cumbersome process. It can take weeks, even months, and here we have a patient just lingering in the hospital. So that's what we want to avoid. I mean, we absolutely want to avoid that. We hope we can come to a consensus just based on conversations with everybody involved at the hospital, but, you know, there's only so much we can do. When we don't, and we don't have a family consent law that says, hey, it's your spouse or your adult children. Michigan doesn't have that.
Right,
so it just makes it more complicated.
Yeah. And then the state does get involved, and I've seen it on the other side in wills and estates and everything else. And it's just a total mess. So please
It can be completely avoided.
Yeah. So take heed of what Stephanie is discussing here. I'm sure you have this on your website as well.
We do. You're right.
That and that website is Munson.
www.munsonhealthcare.org.
That's right. Stephanie Van Slyke, thanks for joining us and bringing us this important information.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. They're baking their buns off for you.
Stop by Tinker's Junction this weekend for Northern Michigan's best live entertainment. There's food and fun for everyone.
Hey, everybody, it's Katie. Join us this week at Tinker's for all of your favorites. We've got pizza, we've got burgers, we've got chicken tenders. This weekend, we've got Eagle Entertainment for DJ Karaoke on Friday. And on Saturday, join us for our Bob Marley party. It is 420. We'll see you at Tinker's.
Tinker's Junction. Like them on Facebook and love them at Tinker's Junction off M72 and M93. Tinker's Junction.
Vote for your favorite guitarist every day in the Tournament of Rock at Q100Michigan.com.
Brought to you in part by Feeney Ford and Grayling, giving their customers a positive car buying experience. When you're looking for a car, you won't have to go far. You'll find it fast at Feeney.
Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Jenny Caverson from Camp Grayling, and we've got Derby Day coming up.
We do. I'm pretty excited. Our third annual.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic. I'm so glad you guys put this event together because I've been to the Derby, and you know, and it is just amazing to go, but it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's a little bit of a travel, so we put it in our own backyard.
Yeah, and at the Officers Club, so an amazing place.
Yep.
And we put horses on the front lawn, so you know, we got that when people come in. And we're going to be doing it May 4th this year again, and
that Saturday, same thing as the Derby.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll be running a live race feed, so we can watch that.
Yep.
Auctions, dancing, games, Southern Fair and cocktails. We do contests for best dress, biggest hat, most original, all that fun stuff.
Everybody gets dressed. I'm sorry, but the gals just love this opportunity,
don't they?
Yeah,
they do. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because when else do you get to dress like that? So everybody goes all out.
That big old hat.
Yep.
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 The guys are wearing their hats. It's really cool.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. We have auctions going on, raffles, photo op opportunities.
Yep.
And we have a lot of great donations this year that are coming in for the auctions. Air show tickets to the Traverse City Festival, like behind the scene and
very cool.
Meeting the band afterwards, with that going on, and overnight stay. A watch from, really nice watch from Hogan's Jewelers, and lots of golf packages, a Blackstone grill that was donated by Lowe's, and then a stay at the Hanson House.
Oh.
So, yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
Tickets are available on your website, right?
Yep, we have an event page on Facebook. If you have any problems, you can call us and we'll walk you through it. There's also a QR code on the flyer that we have around and on Facebook as well. It's on the NAGAM site, the National Guard Association of Michigan, so NGAM.org. and then it's /Graylinks hyphen gala, okay. And they can find it on there.
And I know tickets are going fast, so it always sells out.
Yep, we're going to have to get them sold within the next 10 days, so we can turn in the numbers for, you know, the
dinner. For the kitchen and,
all that stuff. But we just want to give a big shout-out to our all of our sponsors. We have Matt LaFontaine Automotive, a main sponsor, Jim Wernigs of Gaylord, Consumers Energy and Q100, also main sponsors, BJ's Event and Catering, Paddle Hard Brewing, National Cherry Festival, Hogan's Jewelers, Lighthouse Title, Kodiak Group, Higgins Lake Amvets Post 13, Way Trim Engineering, Jay's Sporting Goods, and then yesterday we had an anonymous donor come in and give us $500 towards. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Well, let's just put that as a betting thing that somebody can win.
There you go. Put that up for bid. So, again, this is supporting the 54 by 24 Service Dogs Save Lives campaign.
Yeah, on top of that, that is a fantastic charity that this event supports. The service, the dogs going to the vets, the stories behind these dogs helping save veterans' lives is incredible.
And this will be our last year to do this, to do this benefit for the veterans with PTSD for this program. And then I forgot to mention, big shout out this year, Joe Mama's going to be our MC.
Oh.
So we're excited to have her. So thanks for loaning
her
out.
Never heard of her. Yeah, she'll do a great job. And I tell you, it's one of the calendar events for the year here in Grayling.
I'm looking at the deer right outside the window.
I know, Tanya's always feeding the deer, and actually Cheryl gave me apples, so I got to give them to Tanya, so we'll even have more deer.
Yeah. But thanks for letting me come in, and we're really excited. Get your tickets and come out May 4th, Officers Club Camp Grayling.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks. Have a great day.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And, of course, all new guests, live guests in this studio, receive a car wash certificate from MLA Spa in downtown Grayling. They have the undercarriage wash to help prevent rust.
April showers of cash are coming to Second and Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel with the Spring Fling Swipe and Win. Every Friday, guests who earn 1,000 points can swipe their Access Club card at the kiosk to earn premium player bonus entries into the cash drawings. You could win $500 or $1,000 cash every hour from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then at 9 p.m., one lucky winner will take home $5,000 cash. Visit Sagatting-EaglesLanding.com for complete rules and details.
If you're in the market for a great truck, stop in to see Jim Mornick GMC in Gaylord. The remaining 2023 GMC Sierra 1500 trucks are priced to move. Lease payments start as low as $299 a month. All four Sierras are crew cab and four-wheel drive. Choose from standard or short box, SLE, Denali, or AT4X trims. These amazing trucks won't last long, so head to Jim Mornick GMC in Gaylord or shop online at GMCCentral.com. GMC, we are professional grade. See dealer for details.
Hey gang, it's J-Bo. My team, the Bay Bread Bangers in the Tournament of Rock 5.0, is sponsored by Bay Bread Company in Traverse City. We're going to bake the competition in the Tournament of Rock 5.0 Best Rock Guitarist. Bay Bread Company features grab-and-go sandwiches made fresh daily, cinnamon rolls to die for, and other sweet treats all day long. And, of course, 40 types of the freshest bread in northern Michigan. Bay Bread Company at 601 Randolph Street in Traverse City. Q100, the only place for rock and roll and the Tournament of Rock 5.0.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. Jerry Coyne's live in studio with Nancy Goodyear, who is the director of the Crawford County Community Christian Help Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy, what's going on at the center?
We have our first ever golf outing on Saturday, June 29th.
Okay.
It's going to be held at the Grayling Country Club, so we're looking for teams to golf to help us out. It's just a fun scramble.
All right.
So there will be your entry fee includes, 18 holes of golf, your cart, lunch at the turn, and a dinner. And, of course, there'll be some raffles and prizes.
Oh, so you're having a dinner afterwards.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You'll have silent auction and that kind of
There's a silent auction, yep. So we're also, if you're not a golfer, we're looking for that kind of stuff, too. You can be a hole sponsor.
Okay.
$100, we'll put your name on a yard sign at the hole. You can sponsor a hole.
Sure.
If you want to donate something to the silent auction, if you want to donate any of the food items that we need for, like the lunch at the turn, hot dogs, buns.
Okay.
We're also going to have little goodie bags if you want to put anything in the goodie bag, granola bars, bottle of water, anything like that. So It's just going to be a fun day and a way for us to kind of get out there in the community and raise some money, too, to help us in our mission.
Well, and going backwards, you know, the Community Christian Help Center is exactly what it is. It helps. How many people do we have enrolled at the center right now?
Enrolled is not a term I usually use, but we usually have about 250 a month.
Okay.
250 households. That's not people. That's households
right.
a month that we help.
And I know donations have dropped off, and we have a little bit more people that are needy. So
yes. This
is a very important cause.
Yes.
And you get to play golf.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are the price per person or for force?
It's $60 a person, which is $240 for a team.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain. It's a
to get
very
lunch,
bargain.
Dinner, and play golf.
Yes.
At the club.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll have any problems filling this up, but we want to get started on it. Where do people get? How do people sign up? I'm sure they can do it at the Grayling Country Club.
Stop at the Country Club. They've got forms there, but we also have forms at the Help Center too.
Okay.
So stop by the Help Center. We've got registration forms there too.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck with that. I think I can drum you up a couple of silent auction.
All right. I like that.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Babe Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And Nancy and all the other guests in studio receive MLA Auto Spa Car Wash Certificates. So.
Hey, barbecue fans, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Grayling. We've got a brand new menu for you to try. All our classic favorites, plus a few new additions like egg rolls, smoked whitefish wontons, Texas Twinkies, pot stickers, and more. We're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner at 11 a.m. and serve breakfast Saturday and Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. Visit ironpigsmoke.com for all the current happenings, including live music, karaoke, and open mic. And don't forget to risk it for the brisket.
Unsigned bands, register now for the Q100 Michigan Odawa Casino Battle of the Bands coming June 22nd to Odawa Casino's Ovation Hall. Head to Q100Michigan.com to register and submit your original song demo or demos through May 26th. You can also drop off or mail your submissions to Blarney Stone Broadcasting, 6514 Old Lake Road in Grayling, or email submissions to managebsb@gmail.com. You could be one of 8 bands selected to compete for the grand prize. $5,000 cash, a $1,500 Avery amp, a feature on the Q100 Michigan Music Connection, and the chance to perform at Riverfest this July. You must be 21 to enter. Get all the rules and details at Q100Michigan.com. The competition starts June 22nd for the Odawa Casino Q100 Michigan Battle of the Bands. Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Cecilia Chesney, who is the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Northern Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
So we had you on a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and we were lucky to get a couple of phone calls, and a friend of ours, friend of the radio station, decided to start the process of becoming a Big Brother.
I love that.
Yeah, Bill's a super guy, so we need more of those.
We do. We've got about 42 young boys on our waiting list right now, and I would say maybe not so young anymore. It used to be where, you know, the average age in our program was somewhere between 7 and 12, and now it's more like 13 to 16.
Yeah.
So times are changing, and in fact, I have a young man right now. He's 14 years old. He's been on our waiting list for, ready for this, 378 days, so
wow.
over a year. And great, great kid. He's soft-spoken, loves to tell jokes, loves to laugh, loves to fish, playing video games, baseball, bowling. These are really simple things.
Yeah.
He's just looking for a big brother who has a sense of humor and is nice. He'd love to go to a batting range, never been there, loves outdoor hiking, hasn't been hiking, and just someone to go fishing with.
Wow.
Simple stuff.
Simple stuff. Cecilia, give the outline. So, you know, what is it like? It's one day a week, or what? What are the parameters of when you spend time with your little brother?
So, there's a couple of different options. We have something we call the school-based or site-based program, which is where you go to a child's school.
Yeah,
and that would be during the 9 months of the school year, and you go once a week for an hour. Typically during lunchtime, in some schools, it could happen at the end of the day. So you're going to just spend that hour with them hanging out. We have big tubs with tons of games and toys and things for activities. If you can't come up with something like playground, soccer, basketball, whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're not going to be in the cafeteria eating lunch and hanging out with, and usually you are if you go to the cafeteria, just let me tell you, if you go to see your little brother, you're going to have a whole posse of little kids wanting to sit with you, and it's so much fun. You become like the hero, right?
Right.
And so that's the school base. You hang out once a week. And so plan an hour a week. The community base, which is a lot of fun. I'm part of the community base. I did school base for a year and said, oh, this is boring. I want to do more things outside of school. And that's when you just connect, you know, it's scheduling a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what Cheryl's doing.
Yeah. So that's like anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a month.
Right.
You might see each other every other week. Some people do it every week. And you can still go to their school if that's something you want to do. But it gives you an opportunity to do so many more community things. And you know, a lot of our bigs and littles will volunteer. And so it kind of teaches them about other organizations, other people that need help. There's so many learning opportunities through that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking my little sister to Elevate tonight. We have a great partnership with the guys at the Climbing Well over here in Traverse
City. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've been there. That's cool.
Yeah, and so she loves to go there. And so they offer that to us for free. And there's lots and lots of activities like that that we can provide through our organization, through the resources in the community. So there's never a loss of things to do. So it's just times change, you know, different, you know, your big and little just might want to get together in the evening one weekend or 1 week, and the weekend another week, just depending on what they're doing. So, yeah, it's not a big commitment.
No, and it can be, it means so much to the little brothers and little sisters who, you know, have applied to this program most probably because they have that hole in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I can tell you for my little sister, she's dealing with there's a custody battle right now around her. She's struggling in school. She's got some anxiety. So lots and lots of things piling up for this young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get together, we don't talk about any of that unless she wants to.
Right.
And once in a while she does, but I don't bring it up. And it's an escape. It's like, let's go do something fun. And I know, like, if you've ever read about like rock climbing and stuff, it is very therapeutic. And they have to concentrate, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just a really nice release. And I think for most of us, it's whether we're listening, doing a fun activity, or just getting them out of their environment.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Like, you know, escape. Sometimes we need to escape, especially, you know, young adults shouldn't have to deal with, you know, all the multitudes and pressures that life bring you as you get older and older.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't have to.
Right. I mean, they're young. Their minds, when you think about a 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old, they don't have the capacity to reason, understand why things are happening in their
life,
why adults are maybe behaving a certain way, or why certain things are just happening.
Yeah, I mean, most of them take it to something they did wrong.
Always.
And then that's completely unfair. Mm-hmm. And and it's harder to be a kid nowadays anyways with social media and all these people modeling bad behavior and rude behavior and, you know, in classing, you know, you're not as good as me. You can't be in my clique. So I can see that, you know, Big Brothers and Big Sisters is such a great escape, maybe one word, or just avenue to live a life of, you know, not being judged.
Right, right. And, you know, maybe we call it a respite, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So sometimes, like in the past, I will say, so where would you like to go? Like, we have all these cool options, you know, especially in the spring and summer, right? Because there's so much more to do. And I'm shocked when she says to me, can we just go to your house? And I'm thinking, okay. I mean, I have a couple little dogs. She loves to play with them, and we hang out. Sometimes we make a meal together, but it's quiet.
Right.
There's no chaos. Sometimes she'll just, like, say, can we watch a movie? One time she came over, and she slept the entire time.
Oh.
So it's kind of, it's what we always say, right? Let's just meet them where they're at.
Yeah.
Give them what they need.
Yeah. It's a beautiful program, and you know, and it's not... It's as easy as picking up and making a phone call or going to the website and applying, but there is a vetting process, and that you also get the opportunity to see if it is actually for you.
Right.
Without, you know, without making a commitment and then trying to extricate yourself from it.
Exactly. And our enrollment specialist will explain everything you want to know about it, answer any questions, and give you time to think. There's zero pressure.
Right.
Because we only want people who really want to be doing it.
Right.
That are dedicated and committed, right? So happy to talk to anybody. Just looking for as many volunteers as we can get, because there is no shortage of kids.
Yeah, that's probably the most unfortunate part, right? Is that we need 42 men to step up and reach out to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. What's the website?
BigsUpNorth.com.
BigsUpNorth.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you just click on volunteer, and then you'll just be asked for your name, email, phone number, and that's...
And then chat with the...
Yeah, and they'll get a hold of you.
Yeah. Cecilia Chesney, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus, and I hope this spurs a few more men and women. We still have availability for little sisters, big sisters, little sisters as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
I know it's been great for Cheryl and her little. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And guests of the program that come in studio get a MLA Spa car wash certificate to keep your car clean.
Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dream career? Then Kirtland Community College's transfer programs are here for you. We are the affordable option to higher education. At Kirtland, you can complete 2 years of general education coursework for a fraction of the cost. You'll save money without compromising on quality education. Say goodbye to those large first-year lecture halls where you barely know your professors. Our small class sizes mean you'll have the direct connections with caring and highly qualified instructors who are committed to your success. Kickstart your future with countless options to choose from. Enroll in Kirtland's transfer programs today and finish at any state, college, or university of your choice. Visit kirtland.edu or give us a call at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports. The Real Money Mobile Casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet, just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Weigh in on who covered it best. It's Cover Wednesdays in the Insane Asylum Q100 Michigan Mornings from 6 to 10. Brought to you by Wexford Jewelers and Cadillac. If bling is your thing, Wexford Jewelers is the place. Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio live with General Jack Bergman, our congressman here in Northern Michigan for the 1st District. Good morning, General. How are you?
Hey, fine, Jerry. Great to be with you.
Thanks. It's been a while, and, you know, we wanted to reach out to you. I, of course, get your updates from your office every day, and I appreciate those news briefs because it really gives us a good look at what's going on in Northern Michigan through your office. But we all know how horrible the winter was for businesses here in Northern Michigan, and your office in the federal government has stepped up to help support those businesses?
Well, I mean, you know, Jerry, as we know, we thrive in the winter because of the snow, just because of all the fun things that people do and even the business things that people do, like plowing snow.
Right.
So this was such a unique winter. But I tell you what, I'm so proud of my office staff because they figured out a way to partner with the Small Business Administration to figure out how to help these folks who have had an economic disaster. And so, believe it or not, drought, lack of snow is a drought.
Okay.
So there is already existing language within Small Business Administration to help people get low interest loans because of drought conditions. So it qualified. So the bottom line is what we've been trying to get the word out through our newsletter and everything else, but also we're going to be hosting 4 virtual seminars to provide info to all those businesses it's called the Federal Economic Injury Disaster Loans, which are available because of basically we had a drought of snow. And during those virtual seminars, there'll be a Q&A with Small Business Administration specialists after the session. But I'd encourage everybody to look at my website, bergman.house.gov, and to see for the session times, because they'll be structured and links to register.
Right.
So that's, it's our job, we all believe, in our office is to do everything we can to communicate with the constituents and link them with, in our case, federal entities when they need help.
Now, I know your office was very supportive of our business during the other EIDL process because there was a glitch in the program about whether you had a federal contract or not, and Dakota, when he worked for you, was able to help us do that. So, yeah, it kept our business alive, quite frankly.
Well, some things we can control, some things we can't. And I think good federal government policy helps out when people are at risk, because there was nothing they could do, but the federal government can be at least a temporary lifeline to get them back on their feet.
Yeah, and I know of a number of businesses I'm going to be communicating this with, because that's what I do. That's what we do here at Barney Stone Broadcasting, is help promote small businesses. And we're talking from party stores, and like you brought up, guys that plow snow. And they didn't plow any snow, and that's what they do in the winter. They're usually landscapers in the summer, and deal with snow in the winter.
Yeah, and they might have bought a new truck with a new plow last fall, and we're counting on those plowing events to help them pay it off.
And of course, obviously, some of the ski resorts, Hanson Hills here, I'm sure we'll try to take advantage of this. And it's actually a pretty simple process once you get into the SBA website.
Absolutely. Well, you articulated, because you've already had some experience with it, and that's why we're encouraging all of our constituents who have an interest to get out to the website, find out when the seminars are going to be, and get the links and all that, and so we can pass the information along.
So when do those seminars begin, General Bergman?
Well, it's going to be sooner rather than later. I don't have a date in front of me.
Okay.
I think that's still being negotiated. So if they go out to the website today and it doesn't say exact time, it'll be out there soon. So just keep looking back. It's not going to be long.
No, as a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and work with James from your office, and we'll craft a 30-second ad to get that up and get that information on the air and out to the people and our business partners.
That sounds great. I appreciate the help.
We've got a minute or two. What's stewing in Congress right now? Nothing. Nothing is going on.
Actually, believe it or not, Speaker Johnson has been in the seat since October.
Right.
And he was handed, if you were playing cards, he was handed a hand of cards that looked like there was no way to possibly win.
A crappy hand, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I tell you what he has shown, other than pure grit, in that he doesn't quit. By the way, Speaker Johnson and I came in together in 2017, and
okay.
His constituent office is literally, if I knock on my wall, I'm knocking on his wall, okay? So we know each other, very well. And he's stuck to his guns. with some of the people in here, and mainly it's mainly one side of the aisle that wants to spend a whole lot of money and not hold the recipients of the money accountable for it, which has been one of the challenges, you know, with Ukraine. We know the world is a very dangerous place right now, and with things going on in, you know, Israel and Iraq and, you know, potential in Taiwan or the Philippines. So anyway, the point is we're going to be voting over the next couple of days here. We've delayed our spring break by a couple of days, and we'll finish hopefully on Saturday afternoon and get negotiated aid packages passed in the House and then get them over to the Senate. And because we cannot afford, whether we like helping others or not, you know, it's important that we help countries who are being attacked, because if entities like Putin will attack them, he'll attack others. And I'm sorry, as a Marine, I'm not going to let that happen.
There is an appeasement factor here that I don't think people understand.
And appeasement never works. If they studied World War II, they'll say,
that's right,
you know, how Neville Chamberlain tried that, and Hitler rolled over him like a steamroller.
Yeah. I have one quick question for you, and I don't know if you can answer it quickly, and if you can't, that's fine. But the tipping point here in Gaza about, you know, we were able to help support Israel knock out all those missiles and drone strikes. Is it your opinion that, and I know I kind of agree with President Biden here, I don't think we should support another retaliatory attack from Israel and Iraq and Iran. This looks dangerous to me.
Well, I've studied the Middle East for decades, both in civilian capacity, if you will, just because I'm a student of geographical history, let's put it that way.
Okay.
The United States has to make sure that we are the world leader, not only to support others, but also be the pillar of what it means to stand for moral and ethical and humanitarian behavior. And that's kind of a fine balancing line.
Sure.
And nobody gets a free pass. I don't care who it is. If you're killing innocent people, then we're not going to be your partner. In fact, we're going to probably be your adversary. But the Middle East, when you think about Iran in this particular case, we won't even talk about China and Russia, just the Middle East.
Right.
Iran went, if you will, dark to the world when President Carter, back in the late 70s, left the Shah out to dry, and it's been dark. I have some Iranian friends that I went to high school with, and they've heard stories over the decades of what life was like there before and then after, if you will, roughly 1980 when the Ayatollah and the extremists took over.
Right.
Iran wants to be the Persia of the past, and I just say that for those who don't know what Persia is, go look in the history books. But their idea was that they were going to conquer the world, and I'm sorry, nobody conquers the world anymore. That's not what you do.
No.
Human being wise. No. Well, so that's my thoughts.
Okay, well, it just, as you mentioned before, and we don't have enough time to get into this, the world is a dangerous place, and unfortunately, it's the United States' job to be the world's policeman.
Well, we need to help others defend themselves, and that means, again, back with my military hat on, the state of Michigan has done so many good things in the state partnership with the Baltic countries, Latvia, Lithuania, those areas there, especially Latvia.
Yeah.
Michigan has a lot to be proud of, and there are other states, too, who have partnered with different countries around the world. And that's one thing that the United States can do in a positive way. And it's not just about training military people. It's about training other cultures in how Americans believe in freedom and how they believe in helping others get to that as well. And again, I'll just reiterate, under General Greg Vadney, who was the former adjutant general of the state of Michigan. In fact, I had and I saw him about a week ago, and we had a cup of coffee together. But he did one heck of a job when it came to getting Michigan involved with the Baltic countries.
Yeah, with Northern Strike, absolutely. General Jack Bergman, thanks for joining us. Thank you for stepping up and helping support small businesses in Northern Michigan. We will get that messaging out and help get those low-cost loans to the businesses that need them.
Great, Jerry. Thank you for your partnership in this to get the word out.
All right. Thank you so much. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College.
Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dream career? Then Kirtland Community College's transfer programs are here for you. We are the affordable option to higher education. At Kirtland, you can complete 2 years of general education coursework for a fraction of the cost. You'll save money without compromising on quality education. Say goodbye to those large first-year lecture halls where you barely know your professors. Our small class sizes mean you'll have the direct connections with caring and highly qualified instructors who are committed to your success. Kickstart your future with countless options to choose from. Enroll in Kirtland's transfer programs today and finish at any state, college, or university of your choice. Visit Kirtland.edu or give us a call at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Kevin Klein from Cherry Capital Airport. Kevin, there's been a lot of publicity about the air show this year, whether or not it was going to go off. I know you had some intense negotiations with the Cherry Festival folks, but
hey, it's all done, and yes, there will be an air show. So as we promised, we always said we're going to get a deal done. We did, and it finally happened here last week, approved at our special meeting, and it was approved 7-1. So
good.
Absolutely no problem in getting that approved. Looking forward to this year's air show with the Blue Angels heading up the lineup. And so, you know, what took us to get to the agreement, and what was the big disagreement, is to actually have an agreement.
Kind of a handshake, yeah, assumed thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But we've had agreements for years. But what the big thing is as we've grown, Cherry Capital Airport and Northern Michigan as a whole, we're the third largest airport in the state.
Right.
And people are forgetting that when you do that, you have more operations. And we don't have the gaps like we used to have all the different acts in that require the separation, the 5-mile nautical ring. So it really took a lot of work. And, you know, when they say intense negotiations, it's we're finding balance in the schedule. And so we're able to do that.
Well, it went from, you pointed this out a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this, from you were only getting like 15 departures and arrivals per day when all of this started, and now you're up to what?
Yeah.
60,
yeah,
80?
So,
yeah,
so when we look at it at the air show, when I first started doing air shows, you know, back in 2003 here at Cherry Capital Airport with the Cherry Festival, I've done air shows other airports across the country for 30 years. I think I've done 24, 25 different air shows.
Okay.
So when we look at this, we started with two flights that would impact the air show back in 2003.
Yeah.
Now, in the air show time, we have 28 flights.
Yeah.
And a full day is worth 70 flights. So when you think about impacting, you know, any type of this, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars now per flight to the airlines.
Yeah.
So there's an economic impact on top of it, plus all those inconvenience by being delayed.
The actual relationship you have with Delta and American and all these flights, you know, you can't, they're like, hey, what do you want us to do?
Yeah. And so they have to cancel some flights.
Yeah.
And we'll see 12 cancellations so far.
At the height of the summer.
At the height of the summer. And so I always tell everybody, when you're working on air service development, what you do in July impacts what you do in September, impacts what you do in January.
Right.
So if we take away the opportunity to grow their stuff in the summer, they're going to look at it, well, why should we grow any other time? So whether it's the Cherry Festival or any other issue, we're trying to make it as smooth as possible for air carriers to operate. We want them to grow, just like any community wants any business to grow.
Right.
Same philosophy. And, you know, Cherry Festival.
Look, this is a number one business in the Grand Traverse area is tourism.
Absolutely.
How do they get here?
They fly. And so that's big, and we appreciate the relationship with Cherry Festival. We're going to continue to grow, make it positive. And that's what it's all about, is finding that balance. And that's what it took. And sometimes, you got to grind it out. That's what family members do, You have to have a little bit, Festivus. And you got to air the grievances and get them out, get it done, get it over with, and move on. And that's what it's there.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Ultimately, we have Harmony, and we have the Blue Angels going to be here in July for Cherry Fest. So congratulations on all the work that you did and Cherry Festival, and we're going to have a great show.
It'll be there. We're looking forward for you being down there.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College.